Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and welcome to this Tuesday Sounds of Faith. I'm Brother Johnny Owens, your host here on the Sounds of Faith broadcast time. Thank you for listening. I pray that you are having a good day. And if you're not, I'm praying that God maybe use something that you may hear on the broadcast today that maybe encourage your heart a little bit. And we're thankful for all those stations that carry the Sounds of Faith. And of course, the internet's available, you know. They can listen to us all the way in Australia, New Zealand, Kenya, the Philippines. And people can listen to us all the time. And that's just a remarkable, remarkable tool that God would love to use for His glory. Now, just like anything else that God wants to use for good, the devil wants to use it for bad. And, you know, the number one thing still searched out on the internet is perversion. And but I'm glad to be on the radio. I'm glad to be on the internet. I'm glad that I can come on here and tell you that Jesus is still the only way to heaven. I can still come on here like we're going to be doing the rest of the days this week and tell you about the good grace of God and tell you that there is no place like grace. I'm glad I can come on the radio or on the internet and play good singing that you'll hear today and the days of this week. And we'll get right to that. And we're going to start off with a good song from the Faith Trio again. This is the Douglases, Debbie and her husband Judd, and Miss Tammy Griffin singing. And we'll hear from another trio later on in the week, a men's trio. In fact, we'll hear two from them on the Friday broadcast. But this is mixed trio, and they're going to talk about I'm going to rise. I like this.
You may ask me why I'm happy and have such peace within. No worries about tomorrow or how my life may end. I know my future's settled. My Jesus made the way for me to live in glory. Oh, this could be the day I'm going to rise.
I'm gonna rise with my Jesus heaven bound. I'm gonna rise and I know it won't be long. With my Lord, hallelujah, I'm gonna rise.
Have you made your reservation for a mansion in the sky? You have one for the asking in the sweet by and by. Christ paid the price at Calvary. Just put your trust in Him. And when He comes to claim His children, He'll say, enter in. I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise
when I hear that trumpet sound. I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise
with my Jesus heaven bound. I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise.
And I know it won't be long with my Lord. Hallelujah. I'm gonna rise. Or I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
I'm gonna rise.
I'm gonna rise when I hear that trumpet sound. I'm gonna rise with my Jesus heaven bound.
I'm gonna rise
and I know it won't be long. With my Lord, hallelujah, I'm gonna rise.
With my Lord,
hallelujah, I'm gonna rise.
Amen.
Amen. Wasn't that good? Amen. Boy, I tell you, I like that old singing like that. Amen. I know they're not near as old as I heard them in my life, but they remind me, the sound reminds me of the old Burns Trio that sang for many years, and I guess some of them are still living, I guess. But I like that that old-fashioned camp meeting style sound, amen. And that's the Faith Trio singing for you today. Amen. Well, let me tell you, we'd love to have you come and visit here at Faith. We say that, and we mean that, and we're not trying to get you away from your church. But if you're not in church, we can recommend you a good church. Amen. If you like old-fashioned worship, old-time singing like you hear on the broadcast, and King James Bible preaching, and we do have programs for our young people, for our young married. We have an extensive Sunday school program for all ages, King James Bible program. That's what we've asked to program. That's the program here at Faith, preaching and singing, amen, praise God. And we use the King James Bible in all classes. If they memorize verses, it comes from the King James Bible. Amen. In fact, you say, well, that doesn't matter. Oh, it does matter. It does matter. Compare the translations to the real Bible, and you'll see it matters. And so we do have a program for that. We have young married. We have all kind of classes in between. And I teach the adult Bible class every Sunday morning at 10 in the main auditorium. And we're fixing to finish up the book of the Philippians, and we're going to go right over into Colossians, so we're excited about that. So we do have a program for Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and then worship begins at 11. Sunday night service is at 6, and then Wednesday night prayer meeting time tomorrow night will be at 7 o'clock. So come on by and pay us a visit if you like. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South, about 5 miles outside of Shelby. Going towards South Carolina, you'll come to the crossroad there at the intersection of Highway 180, which is South Post Road. We're right there on the corner. If you want a physical address, it's 2738 South Post Road, Shelby, North Carolina, 28152. Amen. All right. Well, if you come on a Sunday, you'll hear a good choir number like this right here. Oh, when I knelt, the blood fell. That's one of our newer songs from the choir. Amen. When I knelt, the blood fell. Amen. Well, good job there. Great, powerful, powerful song. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, let's look at it. And we'll find it in the book of the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 32. The word of God says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." You know, the life and example of Christ is not only to be admired, but it ought to be followed. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Well, let's put it to practice. Put it to practice. Amen. Join me in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do bow before you today, thanking you for this privilege, this opportunity that we do not take lightly. God, to play these good songs, but also more importantly to me and to you and to the world, I believe, the Word of God. Preach the Word of God. Not about the preacher, it's about the message that's being preached, and I pray that we'll be faithful to do that which you've called us to do today. Thank you, dear Lord, for your forgiveness of sin. I pray, God, you cleanse my heart today if there'd be anything there that should not be. Thank you for your blessings, for your many answers to prayer. But Lord, I pray for our dear friends that are listening today. I pray for each and every one. God, that you would just touch their needs, answer their prayers, work out your will in their life, I pray. Now, Lord, I pray you may bless the next couple songs. Continue, God, to speak to our hearts through the preaching of the Word of God. As we continue our look at "There Is No Place Like Grace," I pray it to be so today. Touch us, I pray. This we pray in Jesus' lovely name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank God for the sweet time of prayer. And we're going to feature a song here. This is Brother Justin and Miss Haley and Spencer and Leanna. I'm going to sing a beautiful song. I hope you enjoy Miss Haley's featured on this one. Oh, thank God I know a man who can. I'm glad I know that man. I know that man who can. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's have one more song before the message. I think this is the orchestra going to play for us. Trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, wonderful job there by the orchestra, and all the music today has just been right on, and we appreciate all the good singing. And back in the Word of God, we started and basically just gave you some introductions yesterday on the message. We're looking at the thought of there's no place like grace, and we'll read again the text in the little book of Titus. Titus in chapter number 2, and we'll begin our reading in verse number 11. The Word of God says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works." As we think about the place of grace, and the different kind of places it could be, I'd like to start off by saying that grace is a place of deliverance. The place of deliverance. Grace is a place of deliverance. If you've ever been released from your cell of sin, if you've ever been loosed from your chains of darkness, then you understand about what I mean when I say deliverance. God's grace has delivered us. The Bible tells me in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 2, I quoted this yesterday. I'll try to quote it again for you now. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." You know, if grace saves us, which Ephesians 2 tells me it does, then we must understand, and there it is reasonable to believe and to know that we needed to be saved, and there was something that we needed to be saved from. I want you to know that we are delivered. Notice now in the text, in the Titus text that I just read to you, we'll read another passage in Romans in just a moment, but notice it says, the grace that has appeared to all men. Then it goes on down to say in verse 14, who gave himself for us that we might he might redeem us and purify unto himself. Listen, we've been delivered from sin. Okay? I don't think we can debate that. Grace brings us from sin. We're delivered from the penalty of sin. We're delivered from that power of sin in our life. But you know what? Grace just doesn't deliver us from somewhere. Grace is going to deliver me to somewhere. And praise God, if I am delivered by grace, if it's a place of deliverance, delivered from sin, then praise God, I'm going to be delivered to the Savior. Oh, I remember the day. I remember the night. I remember the hour. Oh, when I passed from death unto life. I remember when I passed from darkness unto light. Oh, praise God, I'm glad I know that I've been brought from the snares of Satan and brought into the splendor of the grace of God. Because grace is a place of deliverance. Notice what the book of Romans says in the book of Romans, chapter number 5. I'll draw your attention to a few verses here. In verse number 19 of Romans, chapter number 5. For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign, notice, through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice verse 21 says, that grace, even so might grace reign through righteousness. Notice, unto eternal life. You see, grace doesn't just deliver me from something, but it delivers me unto someone. And boy, I'm telling you, God, listen, there's no place like grace. I can remember back when I was a boy. I remember playing basketball out in the backyard. We always had a hoop there on some pole, and my sharpest memory was back. I was probably 14 or 15 then, because we had moved from the dairy farm rental to another place, and we had a basketball goal on the side of a light pole. And we used to play basketball there a lot. And my brother and I used to play a game called horse. If you ever played basketball, you're probably familiar with the game horse. You know, the person in front of you shoots a shot, and if they make that shot, you got to shoot that shot from where they shot it and like they shot it. And, you know, if you miss it, if I hit it and my brother would miss it, he'd get the letter H and so on and so forth. But we added a little fun, I guess you would say, to the game. We would add, if you got down to the last letter and you missed your shot, instead of taking that last letter of horse, which would be the E, you could say grace. If I was to miss that shot and I would say grace, then what my brother would do, or he would have to do, was to give me another shot at it. If I made it, then the game would continue. If I missed it, of course, I'd lose. And the same way with me. If my brother would miss that last shot and he would say grace, I would extend to him another opportunity to make that shot. Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but as I look back over my life and I see times in my life when I failed miserably at doing what God wanted me to do. I'm talking since I've been saved. I'm not talking about before I got saved. I'm talking about since I've been saved. Can you think there's some times in your life since you've been saved when you came short? But when you say grace, Lord, give me grace. Oh, friend, boy, I tell you, God gives you another opportunity. But unlike that horse game that we played, you get more than just one opportunity of God's forgiveness, of the grace of God. You see, God has given me time and time and time and time again to do right and to be right and to try to walk in His ways. Oh, I can think many times, and I'm sure you can think of many times, when God would have been just. He would have been righteous. He would have been right to kick us from the family of God because of our failures. But for the grace of God, oh, remembering that it's a place of deliverance. Oh, I'm thankful. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful from where I've been delivered from. But I'm just as grateful today as where grace has taken me to. Well, it's taken me many times into the presence of Almighty God, spiritually speaking. But one day, it is going to lead us into the very presence of God Himself. And now, I don't think it's going to be like this, but if Simon Peter, you know, we always have him at the gate, right? If Simon Peter is somebody at the gate, well, you know, what gives you the right to be here? I'm not going to say because I was a preacher. I'm not going to say because I was an American. The only thing I'll have to say, the only thing I'll be able to say, is I'm here by the grace of God. Oh, friend, today, grace is a place of deliverance. And boy, I tell you, there's no place like grace.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.